Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is. We've got in the studio with me today, Alice Canton, of course. How are you?
I'm doing so well. My baby did a giant poo before, so I'm like, I was like, I'll change you later, but she's laughing about it. So, yeah, but we're good.
She's being so cheeky. What the heck?
Oh, I love it.
We also have in the studio with us today, Ravi the Poet and Jayshree Ratnam. How are you guys?
Oh, we're wonderful. Super excited about this interview.
Yeah, very, very excited.
Beautiful. And we're talking about Tiff and Vox today, yes?
Yes. Tiff and Vox, Prayas Theatre, a premier South Asian theatre company, have been operating in Tamaki Makaurau for like over 20 years, I think, something.
20 years next year.
So I've been going a long time. You may have seen Prayas shows, and we've had artists from Prayas come in and talk a lot about the work that's happening. This show coming up is Tiff and Vox. It's a smorgasbord, if you will, of different theatre styles, performers and artists. You two are brother and sister duo. Have you worked together? Because Jayshree, we met in Otatahi when you were studying a musical theatre degree, but you're obviously up here in Tamaki Makaurau now. So talk to me about your work together. Like, what does it encompass? What do you do?
Well, we started off just singing in our bedrooms, right? Just playing in our room, learning covers, doing all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, we didn't get to play as much as we hoped to because my sister went off to do university in Christchurch. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that's where I met Alice. I wanted to do musical theatre, so I went to Christchurch and studied at NASDA. So me and my brother, we haven't actually lived together in like 10 years or something until now.
When you guys were growing up, like obviously was music in the house? Was it sort of you were always listening to music? You were always jamming? Like were your parents an influence on what you were listening to or watching? What was that like?
Not quite, because our parents were immigrating here when I was like 3 and my sister wasn't even born yet.
Immigrating from
Fiji. Indian, yes. Yeah. And so they didn't get a chance to learn instruments or to perform and that kind of stuff. And so us performing is really a credit to them sacrificing for us. And so, yeah.
It's often the case, isn't it, where, you know, I have similar experience with my mother as well, you know, coming to New Zealand, they prioritise, like, getting here, getting the job, settling down, getting into the community. In some instances, you know, assimilating versus integration or, you know, and that sense of culture, it kind of can sometimes get thrown out the window. But you guys are, as you said, a testament to the work that they've done for you guys to be able to study and follow your passion. So this is going to be a terrible question, but I'm going to ask it. What do they think about you guys doing, being artists, doing the work that you do?
We are so lucky because yes, they're brown immigrant parents, but not only have they allowed us, but they've supported us choosing performing arts as a career. I know it's weird. It's like they're becoming whitewashed. I don't know.
But you know, that's something to celebrate, right? They obviously see the hard work that you put in. So Ravi, let's talk about your work. So you're a poet, you're a performer. What do you kind of class yourself as?
So I class myself as a singer-songwriter. I also do meaningful storytelling rap along with my poetry. So my real instrument really is a pencil, right?
Yes.
And I'm actually performing on Sunday in Melbourne for Melbourne Fringe.
Yes.
And then Hastings next Saturday. I'm doing a show called For My Family and Yours. It's songs about my family. But when you listen, you're meant to think about your family, right? And Jayshree, were you there? You know how my parents are supportive? They're all flying to Melbourne just to watch. And they'll be in the front row, and I'm so excited.
Yes, and so you're off in Melbourne doing Melbourne Fringe, which is on at the moment. It's an incredible program. You do have to go online and check it out. They actually also have a digital program. There's stuff that you can experience digitally. So you're over in Melbourne doing that, and then Jayshree, you're back here in Tamaki Makaurau doing Tiff and Vox. So what is it that you're doing in the show?
Okay, so I'm doing a piece that I originally made for Asian Kiwiana, which is a cabaret that Asian Waves production company made in Otatahi, Christchurch. And that show was about what it's like being Asian and growing up in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So the piece I'm doing is actually a parody. of Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with it. So it's when you say, so you parody it, so you're obviously using the melody and the chords, but you're changing the lyrics, is that correct?
Yeah. So the piece is actually about how I grew up in Tamaki and then I moved to Westport in the South Island.
Honestly, insane. I grew up in Greymouth on the west coast of the South Island, so I absolutely know the buzz. When you say Westport, I'm like, girl, I am there with you, right? So what was that experience like, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, yeah, I think Evelyn is describing exactly how I feel.
He's playing his anguish.
Absolutely. Basically, I was surrounded by family, friends, cousins in Auckland, and then moved to Westport, and I was the only Fijian, Indian, New Zealander student there. So that was a big culture shock.
Yes.
Like, going from going to the malls every weekend to, like, being around cows.
Yeah, and then, like, everything closing at 5 o'clock because everyone's like, yep, you gotta go. They've got, like, a main dray in Westport last time I checked. Like, you know, there's a fish and chip shop, there's, like, a real estate agent and, like, a farm supply shop or something. You know, like, it's that kind of vibe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're performing this show up here in Tamaki and talk to me about, like, who are the kinds of people that when you guys are performing, who are you performing for? Is it, like, imagining your parents in the front row or, like, who's your audience?
Well, we're pretty lucky. Our parents are usually always at our shows.
I actually love that. Shout out to your parents, by the way.
They're amazing.
Hi, Dad. I know you're listening.
But definitely, I am sort of creating pieces for, I guess, my inner child. So people that are experiencing maybe similar things to what I was experiencing growing up, kind of having that identity crisis. Who am I? Where I belong? Where do I belong?
Talk to me about what is it like to do this work in Tiffin Box where you are alongside other South Asian artists. Like, what has that experience been like to work with other artists?
Gosh, it's been such a joy. I've just moved back from Otatahi Christchurch. And in Christchurch it would be like we have to like create these spaces ourselves and do so much work to have a space that's already been established for about 19 years here. So coming into the first like meet and greet, I was surrounded like in a room full of mostly South Asian women. So I was just like, wow, this is so cool. It's so normal for the people in the room. And for me, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing that this exists and I can just join and be a part of it.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And look, I've been to a lot of Player Theatre shows. There's some absolute talent and also talent where folks who are like, I'm also, by day, I'm a marine biologist and then also I'm this incredible singer. And there's, in the show, you've got monologues, you've got comedy, you've got music, there's dance. Now, is it dance both? I want to say it's like classical but contemporary. Like, is it a mix of those things?
So there's a Kathak group, which I'm really excited to see. They're an Indian classical dance style. And then there's a Bharatanatyam group, and their piece is called Aroha. They're actually exploring what it's like to be non-Maori in New Zealand with their piece, and they're also incorporating, I believe, a whakatau in their piece as well, which is really exciting.
Gorgeous. There's something nice about weaving these stories of identity and connection and belonging, but it's really nice to hear when those that call is going out beyond your immediate communities, right? Beyond your South Asian communities or what have you, but actually, like, where do I belong and where do I fit within the context of Aotearoa is like a juicy conversation. Ravi, for you, when you come back to Auckland, to Tamaki, have you got any gigs coming up here or what's on the cards for you here?
Well, I adore putting my own shows on, and so I'm also doing Hastings Fringe Hastings Fringe the following week. I'll also be planning to hit the Fringe season next year, so Dunedin, Wellington, Nelson, Hamilton. And then I'm also part of this show at Uxbridge Theatre out in Howick. It's for Music Helps, and it's a sort of charity fundraising event where we do songs about mental health and we try and raise money for Music Helps.
Epic. For Music Helps, go and check out Uxbridge. Was it out east?
If yeah, in right. Howick.
In Howick. Gorgeous. Thank you both so much. Tiffin Box opens on the 8th of October at the Basement Theatre. You've got it. Tickets for prior shows, go. So if you want to go, you've got to get in there now if you haven't already missed out. You can get tickets from
basementtheatre.co.nz.
basementtheatre.co.nz if you want to get tickets for that one. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you, Alice, as always, killed it, Super Mama, with the baby as well. Thank you, Ravi, and thank you to you, Jayshree. Gorgeous, that was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.